Mum answered the door like she always answered the door, in a way that demonstrably made the point that her life was very busy. She did an apologetic, wonky smile as she opened it to me, portable landline pressed up to her ear on her shoulder. "Sorry," she mouthed and rolled her eyes. She was wearing a pair of black jersey fabric bottoms that didn't look assertive enough to be trousers, but weren't tight enough to be leggings and weren't slouchy enough to be pyjamas. She wore a grey marl round neck t-shirt and was decorated in her base coat of jewellery. Thick gold bracelet, one gold bangle, pearl stud earring, snake chain gold necklace, gold wedding band. My guess was she was coming from or going to some form of physical exercise. My mum had become obsessed with physical exercise since she turned 50, but I don't think it changed her body by even half a pound. She was wrapped in a postmenopausal layer of softness. A small bag under her chin, a thicker middle, flesh that now spilt over the back of her bra, visible through her t-shirt. And she was gorgeous. The sort of big, bovine-eyed gorgeous that is not hugely exciting, but evokes familiar magnetism in everyone. Like an open fire, or a bunch of pink roses, or a golden cocker spaniel. Her espresso brown bob, although sliced with grey strands, was lusciously thick, and her golden highlights shimmered under the light of the overhead IKEA lamp. I inherited almost nothing of my looks from my mother,